sequence based around a world premiere or a carefully considered set of linguistic miniatures about, well, a carefully considered set of musical miniatures. There are two age groups, 12 to 18 and 19 plus. The closing date is Friday, the 14th of August, and the winners will get their poems read out at a proms event on the 8th of September with me and my fellow judge, the award-winning poet, Kate Clancy. Full terms and conditions are available at the BBC Proms website, and I look forward to reading your poems very much. You've got to write them first, though. Off you go.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM. We're on digital radio and in HD sound online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Jazz on 3. This week presented by Kevin Lejeune with a special programme in collaboration with BBC Introducing.
Welcome to the Manchester Jazz Festival at the Band on the Wall. Tonight, four bands that represent the very finest up-and-coming UK jazz. Stylistically, it goes right across the board, from the acoustic to the electric, from stuff that swings to stuff that grooves to stuff which is a bit left of centre. It's all finding its way onto this stage in the next 90 minutes. So here on Jazz on 3, we love new music. We're delighted to be working with BBC Introducing, which shines a spotlight on undiscovered and emerging artists. All of the bands playing tonight submitted tracks to the BBC Introducing website and were selected by a panel of judges, including me, Kevin Legendre, BBC Radio 3's Jez Nelson, and BBC Six Music's Giles Peterson. First up tonight, a group from London whose powerhouse horn section really blew me away the first time I heard it. But watch out for the rhythm section as well, which at times is not afraid to get its Afrobeat groove on. Please put your hands together for Nerea!
Thank you.
What a way to start the show. Maria. So before we continue with more music, just going to have a quick word with Sheila Maurice Gray, a trumpeter. You took a fantastic solo there. To find out more about this group. Sheila, tell me about the influences in the group. We can hear African influences, we can hear funk, obviously there's jazz, there's a very, very wide range. What are your sources of inspiration?
I think a lot of us listen to a wide range of music. Steve Coleman, Wynton Marsalis, modern guys from Ambrose to Christian Scott.
So, Ambrose Akinmusire.
Yeah, and you heard us playing like an Afrobeat-inspired tune. A few of the couple of tunes that we're going to play are inspired by South African music. So the next tune we're going to play is a tune called Valleys by our bassist who can't be here today. But it was inspired by Abdullah Ibrahim.
Great. Yeah, Abdullah Ibrahim. Which is a good person to be inspired by.
Yes.
Okay. So on that note, let me hand you over again to Nerea.
Thank you.
fantastic way to start the show. Nerea. So we're in the Northern Quarter. We're in the Northern Quarter, but we've been to South Africa and to many places far beyond. And it feels as if the future of British jazz is in very safe hands. Lizzie Excel on drums. Rio Kai double bass. Shirley Tete guitar. Richie Sibright trombone. Cassie Kinoshi alto sax. Sheila Maurice Gray trumpet. Nubaya Garcia tenor sax. Nerea. Three bands still to come tonight for our BBC Introduction Showcase here at the Band on the Wall in the Manchester Jazz Festival. They are Ashley Henry Trio, Cameron Vale, and in just a moment, Phase Theory. But if you know any other great undiscovered UK jazz bands out there, I'm sure you do, that you think we should know about, then please email us at jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @BBCJazzOn3 and at @BBCIntroducing. And why not send me your own music, if it meets these very high standards, that is. It's got to be good. Just upload it onto the BBC Introducing website. We'll put a link up on the Jazz on 3 site. OK, next up, a quartet with a difference. They're led by electric tuba player Christopher Barrett, and they are, and I quote, dedicated to exploring the vastness of the musical cosmos. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phase Theory. So, Christopher, I understand that you're from a different part of the cosmos, somewhere over on the other side of the pond. You spent a lot of time in the States.
I have, but I was born in Birkenhead.
Which is a pretty cool place. How long did you actually spend in the States?
I spent, 15 years.
Okay.
I mean, I got to San Francisco. I was kind of only listening to, like, Miles. I listened to a bit of Stevie Wonder, and then everything else was classical. And then I think in a smoky room in San Francisco, somebody showed me Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy.
I thought you were going to say something else there for a moment. Smoky rooms in California.
Well, they should, yeah. You know, it came on. I thought, oh, wow. Okay, so that's what I've been missing. So I was listening to all that stuff for years, and Miles, and Sly Stone, and, you know, loads of Hendrix. And just trying to bring all the harmony of Ravel and Debussy and all those guys who influenced bebop anyway, and just bring it in a kind of new, different way and do something that we haven't done before. And, you know, we don't even know really what we're going to do.
Well, it's time to get electric in the cosmos, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm, warm, big round of applause to Phase Theory. We'll be right back.
to the hazel wood. Because a fire was in my head, I cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white wasps were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in the stream and caught a little silver trout. Blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair. She called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I am old and wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hand and walk along the dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. We'll be right back.
dubbed up electro baroque business for the 21st century on the tuba. Phase Theory. Marco Quarantotto on the drums. Tal James on electric guitar. Ray Jones on vocals. Christopher Barrett on electric tuba. Phase Theory. Okay, I'm just outside the band on the wall, and I'm standing next to the best-dressed man in Manchester, who also happens to be the artistic director of the Manchester Jazz Festival, Steve Mead. Steve, you're looking resplendent.
Yeah, perhaps a vision or a nightmare in red. I've tried to...
red and wine?
Crimson and vermilion, apparently.
Blood yes. Red DMs?
Yeah, yeah.
And a kind of wine suit?
Absolutely. I try to be memorable, but for the right reasons. It's actually a reflection of our design for this year, which was... one of our design students did an abstract painting of one of the bands appearing, and I thought I'd reflect that in my attire for this evening.
Resplendently. And you can actually see a photo of this finely dressed man on the Jazz on 3 website, so check that out. But in the meantime, let's talk about the fact that the festival now has reached this milestone of 20 years.
It is, absolutely, and it's flown by. It only seems like yesterday, the very first jazz festival we attempted to put on. Couple of bands over in Castlefield and got bombed out. That was the day of the Manchester bomb, so we had to cancel the whole thing and we put it on about two months later.
The first one didn't take place.
The first one, we had all the bands lined up, about 3,000 people, and the Manchester bomb went off. The first band were just about to start. Police came in and evacuated, and we had to postpone it and do it 2 months later. So because we thought, oh my God, if we get past the first one, we'll have achieved something.
And the Manchester Jazz Festival has always been keen to support local talent, hasn't it? Local musicians.
Yeah, that's right, Kev. That's been core, I think, since year one. I think that and the support of young bands and also the support of new and original work. Because even going back 20 years ago, there was still quite a, I wouldn't say an emphasis, but there was a lot of standard repertoire still floating around, and nowhere near as much original takes on music. Yeah. And I'm really pleased to kind of see the trajectory of contemporary jazz going that way, the way it has done.
And you also have your own introducing stand.
We do, yeah, that's
been
going
back
10 years.
Local talent as well.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, like you can see all the bands tonight, it's... just a fantastic way, because there's so much emerging talent, isn't it? I can hardly keep track of it.
But you've selected something for us tonight.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a listen to an interesting band. Continuing this, I won't say tradition, but there's this kind of guitar, sax, drums thing going on, isn't there? After
Roller Trio,
MVD, that sort of thing.
Who were here a couple of years ago.
Yes, exactly.
BBC introducing.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know whether it's sprung from a lack of bass players or whether it's a determined move, but it's an interesting band. It's a Taupe. They're called. Jamie Stockbridge is a sax player, and they appeared at this year's Jazz Festival.
Let's hear a track from Taupe. The spirit of Trio VD with some metal thrown in for good measure. That's Taupe, a recommendation from Steve Mead, director of the Manchester Jazz Festival. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Kevin Lejeune, from the band on the wall at the Manchester Jazz Festival. We're halfway through our night of four bands that were selected from the BBC Introducing Uploader to perform tonight, so lots of good stuff to come. Anyway, these four outstanding bands were selected to play for you tonight by a panel of BBC judges, including me, Kevin Legendre, BBC Radio 3's Jez Nelson, and BBC Six Music's Giles Peterson. And I've got to tell you, if you're wondering about the selection process, they were chosen from a very, very strong shortlist of artists who all submitted their music to us via the BBC Introducing Uploader. It was a very, very tough time for us to just pick four, to whittle it down to four, because there was some great music. So here's a very quick taster of the other bands that we had to consider. Some really excellent music there from the BBC Introducing Uploader. Tom Green Septet, Voulaville, Blind Monk, and Come Back Stronger. And the last of these bands, Voulaville, was actually featured in a performance at the Proms here on Radio 3 earlier tonight. It's still available on the Radio 3 website. Still to come tonight, we have a band from over the Pennines called Cameron Vale. But now it's time to introduce our third band, and here's a message from one of my co-panelists.
Hello, this is Jez Nelson. I'm really sorry not to be there this year, but I know you're in the safe and capable hands of Mr. Kevin Lejeune. Give him a round of applause. That's enough. Anyway, some fantastic bands playing tonight, including this next guy. Now, there are lots and lots of piano trios out there, as you'll know if you check out jazz on a regular basis, so you have to do something meaningful to really shout above all of that clutter. I was really sort of struck by both the quality of his compositions, but also a really beautiful, soulful approach to piano playing. Please welcome to the stage the Ashley Henry Trio. Thank you.
It's subtle, it's swinging, and it's very soulful. Ashley Henry Trio. Sam Gardner on drums. Huntley Gordon on bass. Ashley Henry on piano. The Ashley Henry Trio. For those of you listening at home, the magic of radio means that as I speak, Ashley Henry and the guys are on stage at Ronnie Scott's in London as part of the International Piano Trio Festival that's on all this week. In the esteemed company... They're in the very esteemed company of the likes of Robert Glasper and Andrew McCormack, so it's all looking very good for Ashley right now. Do keep an eye on him in the future. As I said earlier, when myself, Giles and Jez were listening to all of the submissions to select the bands for tonight, we had a lot of great music to go through, and one thing I noticed was that many bands were using electronics and effects and being really experimental with sound, and I think that's really typified by the final band that we're going to hear for this special BBC Introducing Showcase. They're from the other side of the Pennines. They are actually called Cameron Vale, and none of them are called Cameron Vale. But any David Cronenberg fans out there? Yeah? You'll probably recognize Cameron Vale as a character from the film Scanners, which is one of the freakiest films that he's ever made, actually. So I think with that in mind, let's pick the brain of the saxophonist in the group, Miles Spilsbury. He is the dark star of the film, isn't he, Scanners? He's a pretty evil guy.
Yeah, he is. I think he's maybe slightly misunderstood, though. I'm not sure. I mean, quite a lot of head exploding, I guess. But...
There's a lot of head exploding in that film.
Yeah.
And it's about telepathy and telekinetic powers and people being able to do things just with the power of the mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say themes from, I suppose, sci-fi in general have made their way into this band quite a lot. Kind of ethereal, kind of spooky space kind of sounds. Like, I think definitely play quite a big part in what we do.
And the effects that I was talking about before, you're using them a lot during the music. Tell us about the setup that you've got over there.
It just comes in really handy for creating kind of more textures with the sax rather than necessarily just melody. So it kind of opens up a new way of using the instrument, really. So got various kinds of delay pedals and harmonizers. And it's just nice to experiment and try and create new sounds, I guess, really.
And do you ever have images of Cameron Vale and Scanners and people's heads popping while you're playing the
Absolutely,
music?
Yeah. Well, that's the dream.
Or in some cases, the nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give a warm welcome to our final band here at the Band on the Wall in Manchester. They are Miles Spilsbury on saxophone and effects, George Burkett on guitar and effects, Alec Hughes on electric bass, and Finn Booth on drums. Ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Vale! Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a really great night of music. We're going to play one last song now for you, and seeing as we play quite an intense set, we're going to end with a really gentle one. So this is actually by Mr. Duke Ellington, and it's called A Single Petal of a Rose. So I hope you really enjoy it. Thanks a lot.
From David Cronenberg to Duke Ellington, the Sci-Fi Jazz Connection, Cameron Vale, Finn Booth on drums, Alec Hughes on bass guitar, George Burkett on guitar, Miles Spilbury on saxophone. Okay, that's about it for tonight, but the BBC Introducing Opportunity doesn't end here. If there are any bands you think Jazz on 3 should be aware of, then tweet at BBC Jazz on 3 or email jazzon3@bbc.co.uk. or if you think it's you that we should be aware of, upload your music to the BBC Introducing Uploader and notify Jazz on 3 via bbc.co.uk/introducing. Next week on Jazz on 3, another chance to hear Ian Ballamy and Thomas Stronan's food duo in concert. That is a really good gig, by the way. Jez Nelson is back in charge next Monday at 11 p.m. here on Radio 3. I hope you've enjoyed the music this evening. Thanks to all our BBC Introducing bands. Nerea! Phase Theory! Ashley Henry Trio! And Cameron Vale! You've been a great audience. Thanks very much for being here. My name is Kevin Legendre. It's been a real pleasure. And from everybody here at the Band on the Wall, thank you and good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young and I'm headed for one of our more unusual venues tonight. Believe it or not, we'll be spending the next hour or so in a Brazilian railway station. But not just any old station, this is in what was a pretty run-down part of São Paulo. But when the area was revitalised, the station had a serious makeover and rail passengers now jostle with music lovers as the building also houses the most spectacular concert hall. It's home to the São Paulo Symphony Orchestra, and tonight we revisit a concert they gave there in June 2014, devoted to the Brazilian composer Villa-Lobos. They were joined by one of the country's best-known soloists, Antonio Menezes, for a cello fantasy. There was also a cantata and first ballet music from the 1930s, Wirapuru.